Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, happy Solemnity of Saint Joseph, everyone. For those of you who don't know, Pope Francis, on December the 8th last year, on the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, declared that this year will be the year of Saint Joseph. Now that's kind of a big deal, as we've never had a year of Saint Joseph, and it's also 150 years since Pope Pius IX declared the title that Saint Joseph is the patron of the Universal Church. Now, in my wanderings around Catholic land in and around Sydney, as well as sensing the pulse of the Church around the world, it seems that the Holy Spirit is leading the Church to learn more about Saint Joseph and the special role he has in the life of the Church. He is the guardian, the patron of the Church, and as Pope Leo XIII affirmed, the long-standing belief that Saint Joseph is second in glory among the saints only to Our Lady. He is the Father on earth like the Father in heaven. If you ever wanted to get to know Saint Joseph, this year is the perfect time to take him as a spiritual father. There are literally so many books now, talks, devotions, and initiatives being released this year, where literally hundreds and thousands of people around the world are getting involved and learning about the Guardian of the Redeemer. I guess the most famous one going around is Father Donald Calloway's Consecration to Saint Joseph, and you can find that in any Catholic bookstore. Now, there's so much more to say, but if you'd like to know more, there is also an hour-long video podcast I have done with Chris De Silva of the Life, Marriage and Family Office of the Archdiocese. There we discuss Pope Francis's letter of the year of Saint Joseph, Patris Corde, which means with a father's heart. You can find a link in the notes below. Now, although Saint Joseph says practically nothing in the Gospels, Saint Joseph is speaking louder to us today than in any moment in the Church's history, and very timely in what we encounter as the crisis of fatherhood today. I invite you to allow Saint Joseph to form you as a disciple and lover of Jesus, and ask for his intercession to help you pray, he who taught Jesus how to pray, and who was the face of God's fatherly love to Christ Jesus, Our Lady, and therefore to us all. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that by Saint Joseph's intercession, your Church may constantly watch over the unfolding of the mysteries of human salvation, whose beginnings you entrusted to his faithful care. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.